All right. So I had a blast the first time playing, which you said many of your players do. And, I felt like there was a great chemistry. So it was me, Freddie, and Jason. So we had good chemistry as players, and we got to drive our own little story. But as my first time playing, what I noticed is during the session, I kind of backseated a bit because I was trying to get the feel. You know what I mean? I don't want to just come jump in, and I was getting the feel of the players and the other characters and the game mechanics itself, which were smooth.
By the way, is this a discussion or are you just telling me stuff?
I'm just telling you until you want to interject.
Okay.
My biggest thing though is because you brought up to me is new players or first time players that don't come back. So here's what happened to me. Yes, obviously I'm back, but and click. No, what I was going to say is the things I experienced after the game, obviously my mind was still racing because I'm a thinker, and so I'm trying to figure out what I experienced. But my feelings were I was excited and eager to play again, which people might not be able to do because they didn't sign up for multiple sessions.
Right.
And then they might start getting, I was even starting to get discouraged. I'm like, man, I gotta wait 2 whole weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, obviously, I'm pretty experienced, and I started feeling like I'm not going to feel invested. This is more of a worry and a concern than a feeling. So if I'm going to get to play once a week or once a month, the players might not feel invested. Does that make sense? As a new player coming in, which, go ahead, I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
it takes some time to find your own spot in a game like this.
I agree. And so I was almost feeling like the only analogy I could give is it's like you've got like a 3-book novel, and the author's written, and you're only getting to read like a chapter or two per novel and trying to put the story together.
Right. Well, that's part of the reason that we've got the in-game boards and the wiki. Some people, like, for example, Tim, he doesn't want to read anything. Pretty much, unless he's forced to read for his job, reading is not something he has any interest in. Fine. And for that kind of thing, then you have to rely on the briefings of our players. And then it's like a random grab bag from some of the players. Like, if you were to ask for a briefing from Chris, Pete, people like that, you will get a good talking briefing. If you want a good written briefing, Freddie is becoming the master of the written briefing, right? You've seen his shit on the boards. But it's essentially, I don't want to equate it to homework because homework has way too many negative connotations. But this is a campaign where you really have to, like, if you're only playing once a month, for example, then that's the downside of something like this. You're always going to be in a either a support role or you're going to have to do a lot of homework and figure out what's going on now and keep up with stuff because it's kind of like a Nero game that's going on a lot and then you're only able to show up once a month. That's unfortunately the problem that all casual players are going to have because there's a lot of players out there who are just because of their schedule, their families, their jobs, whatever, are not able to say, I'm going to play every Friday, hell or high water. Those guys will have a pretty good idea of what's going on. Or if they're playing, some people play twice a week. This has become like Freddy's life. So he plays a lot because although he's always very generous, he waits until close to the last minute before signing up in case somebody else wants to
That's
get
what I
in
did
on
for
it.
today. I was like, all right, I played
Well,
last week. I'll give it a week,
as seldom as you play, you should definitely jump on this shit like a hand or a fat kid on a hand grenade or Smarties or something. Not a fat kid on a hand grenade. That's a different analogy. But look at that flubber fly. But one of the things that I'm going to do is at the end of the season, like if you look at the sign up page down at the bottom of it, I've got like a list of some of the people, like Matt, Pete, Freddie, Sheila, Jason. Anybody who GMs gets put on this list, or if they do massive helping out shit, like Sheila became the wiki mistress. Those people are going to get the schedule like in advance of the AR people. Now, it'll be a few days that they'll have the schedule before the AR people do. So if they don't do anything with it, it's not going to do them any good. But they can sign up before the AR people. Because I'm doing it like one of those potluck things where if you bring a dish, then it's better for everybody. If you just show up and go feed me, then, you know, you get a sign up later.
But like I said, it's not negative feelings. But it's like this. I would love to, you know, I went to that one town, and I apologize because my brain's not working yet, where it resets itself every Friday.
Burlington.
Yes. I would love to explore that, I guess you could say, at my own pace. I could spend 5 in-game years there. I mean, it might be the starter newbie zone, but I've never played it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what other players have done. You know, Pete hasn't, you know, there's some online stuff, but look at all the forgotten knowledge that has happened from the Pete's and the Chris's and those other players that I never got to meet because they stopped playing.
Well, who was it? Who was it that recently did that? Hold on, let me think a minute. Actually, let me look at the list of shows because somebody recently went to Burlington and did just what you did because they were like, you know, they said the same thing. They said a lot of knowledge seems to have gotten lost. And indeed, it did. Oh, it was Freddie. Freddie ended up wandering around because he had never really checked out Burlington. Because even though he seemed like an old hat now, he only joined like near, I think it was the end of season 3 or something. And so he ended up basically spending his time wandering around Burlington, checking stuff out.
Right.
Found a bunch of useful information. I'm not saying that somebody else may or may not have discovered everything, but also other new shit was going on at the time there.
Exactly. And you had that like those ice people were showing up.
Right. Right. So as far as like exploring stuff, yeah, you can do it. The way to do that is if it kind of depends on who else is on, right?
Right.
And then it's some negotiation. Like today I've been told let's do a mod because, you know, TJ, Tim, he wants a beginning, middle, end. Fine. I'm totally good with that because if you guys finish the mod quick enough, then you could just like, we want to go explore X, Y, or Z, but otherwise it's kind of a negotiation. Like, depending on who you're on with, like if you were to somehow pop into next Thursday's thing where it's Freddie and John, you know, and all that, one spot left right now.
I've tried taking it off on the 18th. I've tried.
Wow.
No.
No worries. No worries. You're GMing next Sunday. Wow. Yeah. That's exciting. Yeah. Sunday became a really busy day for a while. It was like pulling teeth to get people to play on Sunday.
I noticed that like about busy. 3 months ago when I first, you know, started poking around, like, man, all these Sundays are free. That's perfect for me. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden,
apparently everybody else thought that too.
Sorry.
But no, it all comes down to negotiation with the other players and stuff. And also a lot of it, like the exploring stuff, the whole campaign is set up to be able to do that. Like you may explore and find a mod, or you may explore and get a bunch of information that other people missed or that leads to other mods or is just interesting of itself. But
right.
It all comes down to negotiating with whoever you're playing with and going, hey, you know, I'd really like to go explore. Like, for example, the Tri-Kingdom Zone, new zone. They were given a map of it, which means that Logan has those areas all done.
Right. I mean, I was really excited about that. I just got to work on my finish, you know?
Right. Well, that's the big problem there with the areas that are already inhabited, but there's a lot of uninhabited areas there also. Because nobody except for the people who hate the PCs and all they stand for speaks the language that the PCs speak. So, yeah. But for example, that's a world that, you know, could be explored. The problem is that, like, for example, Freddie, he is a city boy. He right. is all about staying in the motherfucking city, because if he goes out in the wilderness, he's gonna die. He has no
same thing with Razzlin, and that's the way my character is also currently built. You know, and I chose to keep him the way he was. I know you said I could recreate him after my first event, but I like the fact of not handicapping myself, because, as you know, he was created to be somebody else, and I just slapped the skin on him, and I'm okay with that because he's not himself. So he's got to grow in his new skin. You know what I mean?
Right. But so yeah, it's there's plus there's a lot of clever stuff that remains to be done in the game that even the super experienced players haven't figured out. As I've told people before, this is a lot like the television series Lost, where there's shit going on that needs to be figured out that leads to other shit. And so sometimes it gets figured out. Sometimes a lot of times the players make stories in their own minds, go, that seems to be true, and continue on.
Yeah, and I don't mean this negatively, but, you know, it seems like these players are a bunch of French ticklers. They just run around going, you know, touching and tickling everything and running away, you know.
Some do. I don't know. One of the big things of this, like in my previous campaigns that I know you fucking remember better than I do, is the fester yes. thing. Like, for example, the Ice Tower thing. That's totally a fester, because first it started off with, like, there's an ice tower, and people are like, meh. And then they finally went over there and checked out. It's like, oh, yeah, and they battled guardians, and they got in. They went, huh, well, there's some loot. There's a problem. We don't know how to deal with it. Fuck it. And then the loot turned out to be a trap, and it ensnared everybody except them. And right. Now the problem's gotten much bigger, and they're like, you know, fuck it. We don't care about that zone that much anyway. Even Matt, who the people of that zone worshipped him as a god, he was like, you know, I'm not going to get invested in any zones anymore. They change too much and all that stuff. And I'm like, okay.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, but my original statement was that this could be very overwhelming for a first-time player.
Oh, big time.
And that, you know, which you have no control over, can drive a person away, because right. they have to really want to invest the time and the homework and invest themselves as a player.
Well, that's one possibility. Or they just show up, have a good time, go along with whatever the group's doing. Because honestly, compare this to the movie or mini and twist and chat. Right. And, you know, if you compare it to that kind of gaming, this is a very different experience. I'm not saying that there's something wrong with chess D&D, as I think of it.
Right.
But this is a very different experience than that.
Right. And so I completely agree. Experience. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and that's where I was also kind of getting that feeling of, I'm like, you know, so last session, I don't feel like I completed anything. So there's no sense of closure, and I'm not even talking about like a permanent solution,
right?
But even like investigate, find a problem, have something to think about, even in between sessions, to come back and continue the investigation on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so who knows when I'm going to get to go back to Burlington? You know,
exactly. And,
you know, I'm okay with that, but I'm not the average player in your games coming in scratch. You know, I mean, I'm familiar with, you know, the running style, the game style, and things like that, which I think is pretty slick. So,
well, also you've had a lot of LARP experience, a lot of LARP experience.
Yes.
And the This is a lot like a LARP in that the players will come in and you remember in LARPs when you'd have like four or five different power groups and each one would get a clue, and if they were to combine them, it'd be like,
Yes.
oh, and then they don't because they're like, no, we will solve it, or maybe this will be valuable and we can sell it or whatever. And this, it's not that they're not, the players are not going, you know, fuck the air groups. They're just like, this is probably not important. There's no reason to share this. And moving on like that. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, this is the thing too, is my thought was is so like I can't go siege the Ice Tower
Not
yet.
by yourself. Yeah.
Right. But like Freddy, Jason, myself, we could come in and let's just go get some gear, some decent gear. Let's go to Burlington, slowly explore it, beat back the newbie ice people that are showing up there, find out how are they getting there. You know what I'm saying? Take on the small group of them, the cell. Take on the cell that's there, if you will.
Well,
And
you did that
discover
last
that.
time, and
Yes.
you
We still didn't, but there's
discovered
still
having a
more.
weapon might really help you out, I think, is what you
Oh, it's all
discovered.
right. Well, see, that was part of the learning curve I'm giving my character because he was used to not having one. So I'm making him go through those growing pains
Got
and
it.
sword pains and bullet pains until he's like,
Got it. I just realized that I don't have my handouts ready.
Ooh, that was
But
another question I had for you for when I run on Saturday or Sunday, next Sunday. Is there a
yes.
folder or something here that I can start sticking like my photos into?
I will make you one.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, Freddie.
Excellent. Actually, that's why don't you bring up the topic that you brought up with me with him? We're doing a gamer talk right now, Freddie. Welcome
Oh.
to it. Yeah, I'm gonna edit this part and put it in a separate thing later. But Ralph, could you bring up what you brought up to Freddie and ask him how he dealt with that? Because when he first started playing, he was in exactly the same boat and also looked more light on my face, Freddie.
Oh yeah, I noticed that.
Magic.
So what I was talking about to Logan here was is because he mentioned to me like some first time players will come, they'll play for a session and never come back. And I've known Logan for quite a few years. And so what I was telling him is, some of my feelings as after my first session, I'm like, you know what? There was no real sense of accomplishment, or there was also a slight fear of not being able to come back in and finish what we started. You know what I'm saying? Things like that.
Yeah.
So in between the sessions, I was like, man, I would really like to spend some time in Burlington, which might be boring for a more seasoned character like you as an example, but
No.
no, here's the thing. You gotta understand, Freddie. I will go through, and if this thing resets itself, I want to know what time it resets itself, what resets. I am going to peel up every single piece of carpet, every floorboard. I will burn down every house if it all respawns, every day. I want to see every single, I'm going to pull off every piece of trim, doorknob, see what's inside every hollow door and wall as an
No,
example.
I'm totally with you. I'm the same. I
Right.
would do that.
So you like to burn and pillage also. Excellent. So,
My
but I
players.
no, when I first joined, I was this is the first campaign that's been truly sandboxy. So
Yes.
I was very I had a good instructor, let's say, with Rust. He kind of just, and I'll remember this, but probably for the rest of my life, he just said, roll with it. I took his advice, best advice I've ever given, and I asked questions, obviously, you have to, but I didn't like spend 10 hours on fixated on one little point. I just kind of moved along with what he was doing, made my own notes, picked up whatever I needed to, and kind of had a good understanding within my third or fourth session what the campaign was like. What is it? Is it more kind of you have a mission, go do it, or is it more the players decide what they want to do? And it's generally the latter, unless it's a module like today.
So as you being more experienced, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why would the players ever leave Burlington as their home base? Why set up bases in other zones? You're going to have endless food, water, shelter. It's small. It's controlled.
It doesn't have as much stuff or access to as many. For example, magic in Burlington, very limited.
Right.
Can't really do it that well. Other zones, different. It's got only like very early 50s tech. So if
Correct.
You wanted something a bit more high tech, can't get it there.
But you can visit other zones to pick up and acquire this stuff.
I don't know why no one's actually set up a base there. I think maybe they're afraid that if they do it, it'll just reset and disappear. Maybe.
But have they experimented?
I don't know. No one's ever done it.
That's the problem. That's my exact point.
Not to my knowledge.
If it was, you, Jason, and myself as an example, mm-hmm. I can honestly spend every session for the entire season just in Burlington.
I did that in my solo. Well, not the whole session, but I did that in my solo run. I went to Burlington by myself, checked out every single building, spoke to a few of the people, found out some stuff that no one else had even bothered to look into, apparently. So, yeah, I'm more than happy to go around and look under every little rock and find out what's over there.
Exactly. What, here's like my thought as an example is, so we might not know it, but maybe, Mrs. Teapot down the street has a whole diamond cache and jewelry that her family passed down from generation to generation sitting in her floorboard. Take it and we find that and we go and we take it, does it respawn the next day? I don't know. Do you?
Nope.
The food does. Maybe this
does.
Yeah.
I'm like very much into trying out weird shit and seeing what happens. So long as it doesn't like mess up what other people have done.
What have they done there?
Well, I mean, for example, not necessarily in Burlington, but in other zones, people maybe have, like in the embassy, for example, you might not want to do something which would maybe upset the locals, and then they won't let us in or something, or,
Yeah, I understand that, yes.
Yeah, but so long as it doesn't tread on other people's projects.
Getting back to the original question before we go into deep campaign specifics that and all that. That's good for game time. You were mentioning that new people might have a hard time finding their feet. Freddie, as a new person who even before you started playing like Matt and stuff and you were looking for your feet, aside from the roll with it thing, which, yes, good philosophy for the first couple sessions, especially since anybody briefing you sounds like they're completely fucking mental, right?
Yeah.
Is there any other good advice that could be given for
just a healthy curiosity about the world, about the system, if you've never played it before. You have to go in understanding that this isn't your typical slay monster gain loot kind of campaign. There's a lot of that this was made perfectly clear to me prior to joining that. This is a campaign where you'll need to use your brain a lot more than what you might be used to, and that's what I was looking for. So I was more than happy to sit around, read up on notes, ask people questions. So if you're into exploration, mystery solving, weird shit that you never thought would come up, that definitely helped. to maybe get you settled in. So basically, knowing what you're getting yourself into is probably the most important thing before you start.
Speaking of reading notes and asking questions, it's weird to me because a lot of new players always seem very loath to ask any questions because they don't want to appear stupid, and then they'll just kind of lurk behind the experienced guy and not say that much. And then also a lot of people don't want to read anything because then that's just like homework. And I left school, you know, and haven't had to learn anything since.
I understand the reading bit. Yes, that might not be everyone's cup of tea. I can understand that. It's, especially with how massive this campaign is, there is a lot to read if you really wanted to get into everything. But as for asking the questions, honestly, I think that's down to the experienced people to be a little bit more forthcoming and open and say, hey, if you have any questions, ask. Like, they need to be explicit about that, because new people might be a bit like, you know what, these guys seem to know what they're doing. I don't want to hold them up. I don't want to tread on their toes. I'm not going to bother them with stupid questions. I'll figure it out on my own. But if the experienced people just say, hey, I know you're new, that's fine. If you have any questions, ask. I'll do my best to answer them. Then I think more people will try and, you know, get involved.
And it just seems to me that, that's always a good idea, but it does seem to me that there's always a fair amount of churn. I mean, and it's not necessarily because, like, oh, it's a sprawling campaign and, you know, I wanted to be in at the beginning and stuff. I'm sure that's some of it, but I also suspect a lot of weird shit. Like, there's a lot of people who say they want the game and they do, but maybe only in, like, very specific system or very specific style. Like, I need to play only 5th edition D&D where we're this level doing a Ravenloft campaign, or I just will fucking pull off my own head in rage, you know, or stuff like that. Or seems to be a lot of people who like the idea of being a gamer. It's just they refuse to put any time into it. And they just frequent the boards instead, and, you know, desperately looking for a campaign. What about this one? Not that desperately. Still desperately looking for a campaign.
Well, honestly, everyone's situation is different. They might only be able to play on certain days. Okay. To be fair, when I first signed up to this, it was a little intimidating. Because there was, you had to sign up to the boards, you had to read this specific section, watch this video, read how to make a character, then post your character, get the character approved, etc., etc. And for me, that's not an issue. But for others, it might seem like, eh,
I agree.
That sounds hard.
Actually,
maybe
well,
I should just try something else instead.
True. I don't know a way around that, though.
Mm.
Ralph did bring up another point. Like, the people are only able to play once a month. How do you keep your head above water in a once-a-month type player?
You asked me, or Ralph?
You, because Ralph had presented the question before.
It depends on
my response.
What kind
is,
of player are they? Are they interested in the bigger picture, the world and all that, or are they just there to have fun and maybe do a mod or something? So if you can identify what kind of player they are, then you can be like, okay, this guy just wants to do mods or just run around and, you know, have fun. Or this guy really wants to get into the whole campaign picture, but they don't have the time. In that case, I would urge them to read, because they don't have the time to find out all the information during the session. So read up on it as much as you can, and then do your best in session.
So I've got 3 points, if I can make real fast here. One, for any new players who may be watching this, going back to the whole building on what Freddie said about questions, Freddie's an experienced player. He's been playing in this. And I post him, did you feel underneath the clock? Did you figure out how to wind the clock as an example? And you know what? As an experienced player myself, I like new people asking questions because you might not have thought of something because of the current situation. The players could have been distracted. The player could have gotten distracted and missed something key that they forgot about.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like it when people ask questions. Even if I don't know the answer, I'll say I don't know it, or I'll say I know a little bit about it. We can look into it if you want. So, yeah.
And the 2 last points are on the in-game boards, because you keep saying read, read, read. It might help if we actually also posted the real player dates that this was done on, you know, like July 13th, as well as maybe an in-game calendar, which would lead me to this, Logan, is you'll post on there 5 days have passed, 20 days have passed.
I've been keeping the dates timey-wimey because, you know. But as far as to wrap up your point, we're almost done, T. To wrap up your point, there's a whole wiki of shit.
Yes.
And that's
it's not all there, obviously. It's a
work in progress.
There is an archive on the boards with dates on when things were posted, if that helps. But it's a bit of a mess. I know players aren't very good at keeping things neat and tidy. I try my best, but you know, okay. I'm just one guy.
Yeah, anybody can get into it, Ralph. If you want to start trying to organize loads of shit,
you can edit the wiki as well.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and segue right into gaming time.